Welcome, everyone. It's another Experience Marshalltown program with Val Ruff today.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
I have quite a few guests.
You have? We've got a full studio.
We have a full studio. Excited to share the program today with the listeners. So today we are going to be talking about the Great Tractor Ride that's taking place this Saturday. We have three gentlemen in the studio. Ken Hughey, General Manager for the Marshalltown Mall.
Say, gentlemen.
Yes. Dwayne Mann.
Hi, Val.
And Waylon Stahl.
Good morning. Yes.
So these gentlemen are here in the studio to visit with us about the Great Tractor Ride and why you should get out on Saturday and come and bring the family and see the ride. So we're going to start with Ken, and he's going to kind of give us an overview of the logistics about the ride.
Okay, our sixth annual tractor ride is at Marshalltown Mall. That's where we stage it every year. Registration for you tractor riders who want to be a part of it begins at 8 a.m. The parade leaves at 10 o'clock from the mall. There's no charge to ride your tractor in the parade, so it's just a free thing. It's a great thing for the community. We will have all kinds of little goodies there for the tractor riders. Marshalltown Area United Way will be there later in the morning. They will be selling pork burgers provided by the Marshall County Pork Producers. For $3.50, you'll get a patty and a drink and some chips for a meal, and those proceeds will go to Marshalltown Area United Way. Tractor ride will leave, and basically the route takes them through the town, past the area nursing homes, past the Iowa Veterans Home, and then we'll be back at the mall around 12:30. And we always encourage our tractor riders and owners to hang out for a little bit after that, so folks can come out and see all of the great tractors that are on display every year.
Great. That's exciting. So do we know how many tractors we got signed up so far, or there's some people that have come in?
We don't do that. We don't do pre-registration for it. We just have folks show up. We've averaged on good weather the last few years, right around 60 tractors or so.
That's quite a few.
That is quite a few. That's a good turnout.
So do you want to share anything about the tractors that have been there in the past, Waylon, or anything you want the listeners to know about why they should come out and watch these tractors?
It's just a fun ride. As Ken said, it's through town. It's something different than most tractor rides. And the veterans and the nursing home people, they enjoy seeing the tractors. So it's enjoyable for those of us that are driving, too, to see the smiles on the faces when you go by, the waves. They really appreciate it when you come out for this.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the age of these tractors.
Everything that I will bring will be from 1954 to 1970.
Okay. A wide range of years will be covered.
Yes.
Great. Dwayne, anything you want to say about
Yeah,
the
I would just reiterate what Waylon said. I've been on some other tractor rides, but there's something about this ride, driving through town, seeing little kids, seeing older people sitting on their porch, and the nursing homes, and you know those people seeing it's really great.
Yeah, so that brings back probably a lot of memories for those folks, and you know those were the things that was the equipment that they farmed with back
exactly.
then. They didn't get in and push buttons and let it do its thing.
Yep. I have a friend that came last year. He got to drive his dad's 756. It made his day. If he wasn't busy this coming Saturday, he would definitely be back to go with us again. But he has other plans.
So you guys know that some of your friends are coming out, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So you kind of have an idea of possibly. You think you'll make 60 tractors?
Oh, there'll be 60 here, I think.
Okay.
Let's hope so.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so you start at the mall. Let's talk a little bit about the ride itself. Now, I know you get a police escort, it sounds like.
Yep.
So you're going to start at the mall, and then what's kind of your route? So if the folks are listening and they want to get, or if they want to get information on the route.
Well, I could go through the whole route.
Okay.
But
how about a
I'd
recap?
Rather them talk about, but yeah, we do have a map available. It's been published when we sent our news release out. It was in the Times Republican. If they want more information on it, they can certainly contact the mall.
Okay.
Basically, we head east on Southridge. We go to Grandview Nursing Home first, down Main Street, then to the Iowa Veterans Home, back by Glenwood Place, then by Southridge Care Facility, Villa de Sol, and then back to the mall. So happens in roughly 2 hours or so. Marshalltown Police have always been great. They provided an escort, usually the vintage Marshalltown Police car. And the other thing that we're fortunate about, we have some great partners that help us promote this and help us take care of the tractor riders, including Kyle and all the folks here at Marshalltown Broadcasting.
I know, these great events.
Yeah. They've been promoting it. The local Coca-Cola bar is going to provide drinks for the patty sale. Quickstar will be providing some orange juice and some other things, as will Arby's for the riders to snack on before the ride begins. And then I want to thank the Van Wall Group because they loan us a tractor that's sitting on the south end of the parking lot at the mall with a banner on it promoting the event. So we have a lot of great partners with this, and I've got to give credit to my former marketing coordinator, Susan Crowe, because this was her idea, and she developed it. And it's just a great event that we love having on behalf of the mall and on behalf of the community.
Thank you, Ken, for sharing that information. So that will wrap up our first segment, and we'll be right back with the second segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Got my dorm fridge. Got that as a graduation gift. And the loft bed is ready to be delivered on Monday to my dorm room. I have the supplies I need for class, and we'll get my books next week, too. What more could I possibly need?
A carpet remnant from Strands. Carpeting in your dorm room will make your room more inviting, make you feel more at home. And with a carpet remnant from Strands, your dorm room will be uniquely yours, decorated with carpet from Strands, the decorating store, 11 East Meadow Lane in Marshalltown.
Your Marshalltown Hy-Vee is celebrating 23 years of being in their new location. Come celebrate with Hy-Vee this Saturday from 11 to 3. There will be a huge inflatable slide, face painting, balloons, and free tattoo for the kids. From 11 to 1, get a hot dog, chips, and water for only 23 cents. Be sure to use your Fuel Saver card and automatically be registered to win one of 23 23-cent Fuel Savers. Hy-Vee is celebrating 23 years at 802 South Center in Marshalltown this Saturday, 11 to 3, at your Marshalltown Hy-Vee.
Meet in the Middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Ah, the Shangri-Las, looking good in leather pants, let me tell you. Here we go. Welcome back to Experience Marshalltown, Val Ruff.
That was a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about right now, leader of the pack. Mm-hmm. So, Waylon, why don't you talk a little bit about how you are going to be the leader of the pack on Saturday for the great tractor ride.
How this all got started was Dwayne Mann and I had a phone conversation. He wanted to know how many I was bringing, how many he was bringing. He was going to try to get a bunch of family tractors there. I secretly circled the wagons, called in the troops, as I said it back then, called all my friends. We showed up with 8 tractors. He showed up with 4. Susan gave me the job of Grand Marshal this year, so that is how I got the job.
That's very befitting, and I know you're going to do a great job. You know, maybe we should be playing that song.
Right.
Leader of the pack.
So that is the story, how I got the job.
Well, it's a great gig to have, right?
Sure. She appreciated my efforts.
You don't have to have anybody smoke in your face or exhaust or anything. You're just going to be taking in all the fresh air.
Sorry, buddy, but we're picking on you this morning, but right. I think that's the way it is.
I can feel the wheel tracks on me right now.
But Dwayne will be leading the tractor next year.
Oh, that's right. Yes. So you have a year to prepare,
yes,
Dwayne.
Yes, it's going to take a year
to be the leader of the pack.
To get 9 tractors is going to be a challenge, but I'm going to try.
You're well-connected.
That's
you're
right.
Connected. Anything you'd like to share about the tractors that you're going to bring?
Well, something that I like to do special about the tractors we bring is all my boys will be driving, my 2 older brothers, and then I'm going to try to have another friend of ours drive. So maybe we'll have 6 tomorrow. We might not have 8, but, you know, hey, be ready for 2018. It's going to be big.
Look out. So put it on your calendar, right?
That's right.
Okay. So, you know, I know that, Ken, you shared that you can't do events like these in the community without all the great sponsors. And I know that you mentioned your sponsors. You guys, so as you get back, tell me a little bit about what's going to take place at the mall that families can be out there ready to go with.
Well, you know, the two main times, you know, we have a lot of folks that like to come out and see the tractors leave because we stage them out in the parking lot outside in the area outside of like U.S. Bank and Hobby Lobby and Shoe Sensation. And then they leave and they go out the east side of the mall. So when they leave, they go down in the front of the mall on the Center Street side and out. And when they come back again, we just encourage the tractor riders and the owners, if they have the time, to park their tractors again, you know, and have lunch on us with the United Way. And encourage folks to come out and look at the tractors because there are some really neat ones. Now I'm a big city boy, so I'm not a tractor expert by any means, but I know good workmanship when you see it. And there's so many different brands of tractors that I wasn't even aware of. And folks around here, they just, I don't know what it is. It's an addiction, isn't it, the guys?
Getting
antique tractors.
Yes, it's kind of a bad habit almost.
Try to buy just one. Let me. You will not stop at one.
I know. I'm noticing that's kind of a new trend, and lots of folks are getting, well, and we were sharing earlier before we got here is that antiques are things that we had when we were younger, right?
Right.
So now we're officially collecting our antiques that were a part of our childhood.
Right.
Are you trying to say we're antiques?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. Eventually, we're going to be an antique, right?
Right.
So anything else that you want the listeners to be aware of, opportunity to share anything about the tractors, your tractors?
I know a lot of the tractors that come, some of the ones we brought last year and some of the ones Dwayne had last year and this year, they're family tractors.
Okay.
He will have a 460 farm all here. His dad bought new. That is cool stuff.
Yeah. So it's a legacy.
It's a legacy.
Yeah, you're carrying on a legacy. And I was just thinking, growing up with a mechanic, you know, certain brands and models were only the cool ones that you could drive. And so I'm sure that kind of applies to these different groups where some are Farmall lovers, some are, John Deere.
You know, he's mixed.
John Deere.
Okay. Well, I was looking for green, and I'm like, oh.
We're going to be about 3-3 tomorrow.
So okay.
We try to keep the playing field even.
Okay, see, I know that's a big thing.
Yeah, it is. It's friendly between us,
exactly.
But it is a big.
Yeah. It's a great way to heckle.
Right.
Heckle one another. So anything else, Ken, you want the listeners to be aware of that we should cover?
Well, again, you know, they're going to be out on the roads around Marshalltown and the streets in Marshalltown, down Main Street, down 6th Street, down South Ridge and 18th. So, you know, just be aware of the fact that the guys are out there and, you know, and they're going at top speed of, 20, maybe 25 miles an hour?
Probably more like 12.
Yeah. Okay, I was trying to give them a little bit of
12 mile an hour
for the horsepower. But, you know, stop what you're doing along the way and wave at them as they go by. And as I think it was Waylon said, you know, the nursing homes folks, residents, you know, really enjoy seeing them all go by because it brings up the memories of the days when, I mean, this is a farming and an agriculture community. This is what the area was founded on, and it's a large part of our heritage. And it's just a way to celebrate that heritage and have a good time and see what other folks like Waylon and Dwayne bring to the table when they bring their tractors out on Saturday morning.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about the date. Just in case somebody's just tuning in, let's talk about the dates and the time one more time. So somebody
this Saturday, 26th of August. The parade will leave the mall at around 10 o'clock. Led by Marshalltown Police Departments. We hope their vintage car.
Yeah.
If it's in running condition, like some of the tractors.
Right.
We occasionally get a tractor out there that makes it out there, and then when they try to start the tractor, it just doesn't always cooperate. But that's rare.
It does happen.
It does happen.
All colors do break down. I'm a red guy, but they break too.
And then Waylon's leading the pack.
He's leading the pack. We'll take registrations at 8 a.m. We do ask the tractor drivers to register and to sign a pledge of safety.
Oh, okay.
So that this can be a safe and enjoyable ride for everyone.
Okay.
And like I said, then they head out and they come back, and we've got the United Way pork burgers there for sale, and that's usually a big attraction because, you know, $3.50 for a Marshall County pork producer grilled burger, chips, and a drink.
I'm there.
You can't beat it. So
pretty hard
out.
To beat.
I'm there. Awesome. Okay, so that'll wrap up our second segment, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes to wrap up our Experience Marshalltown and the great tractor ride on Saturday.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
There's something about a lighthouse. It's there to protect us, guide us. You know you can count on it. Just like you can count on auto owner's insurance and your local independent agent to be there when you need us most. You've trusted us for our first 100 years. And you can trust us for generations to come.
Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, and West Des Moines is your auto owner's agent. Online at insurecentraliowa.com.
Dare to do more than dream about your perfect home. What would make your home your dream home? A remodeled kitchen? A new deck or patio? How about a deluxe bathroom or home theater? Trust your dreams to Lennox Employees Credit Union. They can make your dreams come true. Talk to Shannon about a home equity loan with rates as low as 4%. A home equity loan from Lennox Employees Credit Union can make your dream home a reality. Lennox Employees Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy. Okay, so it's about an 18-wheeler, but we're going to kind of, you know, substitute tractors here. We're talking about the great tractor ride, Experience Marshalltown program with Val Ruff.
So we're going to be rolling on, aren't we, on Saturday with the great tractor ride. And we all know that, you know, when you're doing a great event like this, that it takes sponsors to make it possible. And I know that Ken wanted to just make sure that we thanked all those sponsors that make this great tractor ride possible.
And we get great cooperation from some of our partners at the mall and from the community, including from Marshalltown Broadcasting, KFJB, and Kix 101.1. Arby's, Coca-Cola, Quickstar, the Van Wall Group, U.S. Next Generation U.S. Cellular. We've tried the last couple of years to reward the tractor riders for making it through the route and coming back. So with the help of Next Generation U.S. Cellular, we're going to have lunch tickets for them so they can get a sandwich and a drink and some chips and all that when they return. So a lot of folks kick in because it is a fun event. And, you know, and it's a great way to partner with the United Way.
It is.
Town Area United Way to help them with their campaign fund. And these two guys are just two of the many that make it really fun and all that because, you know, everybody's kind of eyeballing everybody else's tractors when they get there first thing on Saturday morning, right?
That is correct.
That's right.
What are you looking for when you do that? Are you just doing a comparison or what?
I think what I look for is... as Waylon calls it, sometimes you just like to see tractors in their old work clothes. Like they've never been painted from the day they come out of the factory. They were used in the field and the farm. And then the next guy will come in and his tractor doesn't look like it's ever seen outdoors in its life and it's painted beautifully. That's neat too, but it's also neat to see them in their working clothes.
They're only original once, and that's the rule I live by. If they look nice and they're original... I have nothing against a painted tractor, but I personally will walk by a painted one to look at a nice one that's in its original work clothes.
You know, that's very similar to, like, classic cars.
Exactly.
You know, there's a few out there that, you know, have, you know, they haven't had a lot done with them, and you just look at them like, wow, I had a 70 Chevelle when I was in high school. Yep. So very similar with tractors.
It is similar. And originals are hard to come by, too.
And, you know, earlier in the show we did talk about, you know, Dwayne mentioned that it'll be you and your family and your boys and, you know, you're creating that legacy and talking about your heritage, really, as well. And so a lot of guys bring out their kids and their tractors.
Exactly.
And, okay, great. Yep. So you want them to be able to do the same thing.
Right.
When they can legally drive the tractor
exactly.
and the tractor ride, right?
Uh-huh.
So what else do you want to share with us about, you know, this tractor phenomena?
It's a passion for me, looking for that. It's like a treasure hunt for me. What's around the next corner? And I've come up with some neat stuff around the next corner.
Okay, so Waylon, how many tractors do you have?
I was asked that this morning by the other gentleman. I will not reveal that on the air because it is a bunch.
Okay, it's just a lot.
Guns, no
it's a lot.
Man, numerous.
All right, I've got about 60 tractors in the shed at home.
Woo! Oh, my. You could have a museum.
Red Cub Cadets, I've almost got a full collection. And does include them in that 60 tractors. But, yeah, that's about what we've got.
Can I add that as an attraction that we can come out and bring bus tour
Absolutely.
Out to see your collection?
There you go.
People love that stuff.
We have our stuff to show. Anybody that comes by, I will open the sheds.
All right.
Anytime, because that's what they're for.
We'll exchange numbers after the after the show.
Yep, that's what they're for.
Dwayne, anything about your tractors?
Trust me, I've been there. Don't think you're going to go there and do this in a half hour.
Okay.
It's an all-day adventure.
I know. It's the stories, though.
That's exactly.
What people love are the stories that you share about your tractors.
And everything we have has a history.
That's
you know,
the great part of
there's
it.
There's lots of farm all ages.
I'd like to add to that is probably the best thing about when I first met Waylon probably about 10 years ago. It's not only a tractor that maybe your dad had or that your neighbor had. I mean, it's just the stories that come up with them. And, oh, this guy used to have it, and then you bought it from him. And there's a story I could tell you, but it would probably take too long on the air. But it just there's just some phenomenal stories that happen out there about tractors
that
and
go
their,
along
and
with
history.
That.
Right.
I'm curious. What age do you remember first realizing that, hey, there's a tractor out there?
I started going with my dad. We had corn shellers when I was a kid. Lived in town, but I spent my summers on the farm shelling corn. My uncle farmed. I spent a week or two there every summer. I've been exposed to tractors since I was 4 or 5 years old, and all different brands.
Yeah, I grew up, born and raised on a farm, live and breathe it. And I told my dad when I was, you know, probably the moment I could talk, he had a John Deere 1948A, first tractor he started farming with. And my brothers will say this to this day. Every day I talk about, that's the first tractor I'm ever going to drive. I'm going to drive that, and I'm going to do this. And this is a story that's just fresh as of last night. We were going to bring the John Deere A home. Try to get it ready. We've been working on restoring it. A guy was helping us do it. And she just didn't quite want to come home yet last night. So hang on for 2018.
Oh, there
you go. There's the lead for lead.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
All right.
That's what we're going to hang on to for 2018.
Yeah, so hold me to that.
Okay, we're going to. And she's going to be the leader of the pack.
Let's go for it.
That's a great lead in for 2018. So we've got a couple minutes left here on the show. If there's anything that you want to share with the listeners about Saturday, boy. I'm coming out, and I'll probably bring my granddaughter just so, you know, we can get her started on.
Val, are we going to get you on a tractor?
I'm not sure. You don't want me driving.
We'll have to work on
At
that.
At least not in the parking lot of the mall. I can tell you that right.
Would you ride in a hay rack pulled behind a tractor?
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe that.
You know, and the thing about it is that, you know, this is the sixth year that the mall has sponsored this tractor ride. And it wouldn't be successful if it weren't for the, you know, gentlemen and the folks and the families like Waylon and like Dwayne's family. You know, they bought into the idea. Again, Susan Crow was the one who, and she grew up on a farm and she was into it. They bought into it and they're the ones that have made it successful. We can't thank them enough.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. We'll see you Saturday. Make sure you make it out to the mall. The parade starts at 10 o'clock. And thank you for listening to Experience Marshalltown.